Focus your attention on the breath. That's not hard. The hard part is keeping it there, because the mind has a tendency to wander around. It's like a hunter with trap lines, checking this trap, checking that trap, going all around the forest. Whereas the real trap is the one right here, the mind in the present moment. That's the one you want to pay attention to. As for your other concerns, let them go right now. You have to have a very strong sense of the value of staying right here. As John Fuang used to say, there's three steps to the practice. One is doing it, the second is maintaining it, and then the third is putting it to use. So right now we're involved in doing it because we've got good conditions. There's nothing else you have to do right now, nowhere else you have to go. The maintaining is when you get up from here and have to engage with the world. Try to maintain your sense of being centered with the breath. It can be anywhere in the body. You may choose one spot in the body that you try to maintain as you go through the day. Make sure that spot feels comfortable. When you focus on it, don't tighten up around it. Actually loosen things up around it, so it feels like there's an energy radiating from that spot. And then try to maintain that as best you can. The using is when you begin to notice that certain defilements will pull you away. Greed will pull you away, anger will pull you away, irritation. And you learn to see through those things. Why are you irritated? Why are you greedy for something? What's going on? And you're most able to see this when your mind has been still. If it's been running around, it's like running past a tree. And then having someone ask you, well, what was in the tree? All you saw was a blur because you ran. But if you stand still and note the leaves, the birds, the other animals in the tree, then you can see things clearly and understand what's going on. So keep this in mind. You want to do this, maintain this, and then put it to use. That's when you get the most out of the practice.